Calgro M3 is back in the black. It's recorded headline earnings per share of 1.7 cents during the full year period as the group makes headway with its turnaround strategy. But with COVID-19 having emerged as a new risk, where to from here? Company CEO Wikus Latergan joins me on the line now with more of the detail. Wikus, thanks so much for joining us this evening. So we aren't used to seeing dramatically improved cash generation and reserves heads back to profitability in the current economic climate. How reflect is cash generated from operations up 55%, HEPS up 108% off the past year? How much more to do with the right sizing of Calgro with revenue down 1.3%?
Yeah, good evening and thank you. Yes, I think the last year was a very important year for Calgro. We set ourselves various targets to achieve. We committed those to shareholders. The first one was stabilize the development business, then continue to grow the Memorial Parks business, and then, of course, to restructure debt, restructure the balance sheet, our cash flow, and drive cash liquidity. And I think on all of those accounts, we've been fairly successful, with the exception of the debt restructure that was well underway when the lockdown happened. How significant this is, it's very significant. I think what's important to note is that, firstly, we don't use development finance, so we pay for all our interest on a monthly basis, and that will also be seen from the number we disclosed of 14 million a month burn rate through COVID. That includes interest. And then secondly, you'll see that during the last 4 years, the effective cash investment was 485 million rand. We effectively, this was turned around to 185 million in the last year. The focus towards the development business, of course, was to look at smaller projects, take on less work, more consistent handover of houses, yeah, subcontracting of our construction and getting our construction timelines more accurate with bigger, more reputable construction companies. So everything working together. Yes, and then COVID happened and the lockdown. So it's quite sad that we're now in the lockdown phase where we're already...
How much of a spanner in the works does this throw to your turnaround plan or where you're at in this entire process, Wikus?
Sorry, repeat the question.
How much of a spanner in the works does this throw to your turnaround, the progress you're making as far as your turnaround strategy is concerned?
I think we'll definitely have a delay. The nice thing is that we were very blessed, and it might sound like a strange statement, to have COVID at this time and not last year this time or even the year before or even the year before that. We got way more liquidity. But if you look from a COVID strategy, we believe that it's all about what do you do year after? How do you plan this? Life is, it's not going to turn around and turn back on. And from that perspective, we believe that we have to remain true to who we are, to serve the people. And if we can make a big enough difference in a big enough people, amount of people's lives, we'll still have a business. And to that effect, effectively, and efficiencies we've driven the last year, we stabilized our housing prices, so we didn't put through a normal house increase. Also remember that in the cycle, we can very late decide who we build for. Because we've got all that 7,500 service stands, we can now decide, do we service a market 300,000, 400,000, 500,000, or the 600,000 and 700,000 rand market, which we mostly served in the last year. So we all bring it back to the lower end of the market. We stabilize prices, so still serving the consumer. And yes, it will have an effect on profit, but at least there will be some profit still made, and the business will be stabilized.
There's still quite a reliance, Wikus, on a government pipeline of infrastructure projects. Are you expecting an upswing, given all that government and its budget has to handle right now?
I believe the president has done a lot of work in terms of his infrastructure fund. That to a large extent will not necessarily sit on the government's balance sheet. And when that comes through, we'll capitalize heavily on it. At this stage, we're looking towards more sale of one-on-one houses to the communities, not necessarily government funding, due to all the pressures put on government funding. But as I say, we can decide very late in the cycle. So if government do come through with funding, we can capitalize on that.
Very quickly, before I let you go, the upside, Wikus, is that you have made changes to your residential property development business model, and what you're looking at is a throwing away, I guess, of your in-house construction division, and you're now outsourcing. Are there jobs on the line with that coming through?
So we have done retrenchments in the last year, but that's now done. There's one or two last ones to come, so no major retrenchments. And also remember that there's big growth forecast in Memorial Park business, which possibly can accommodate some of those people as well.
Okay, let's leave it there, Vikas. Thanks so much for having joined us online this evening. That, of course, CEO of Calgro M3, Vikas Lategan.